Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio. This is Cecile Barile, your host for Serving Up Diversity. And I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day last week or Laborless Day last week. And thank you for tuning in today. We've got a great, great show for you this morning. And the show title is Work-Life Balance, What We Should Be Seeking. Because those of you in the workplace, and I think probably all of us are in the workplace, you know, as we grow in our businesses and in other areas, we want to know, are we balancing out our personal home life well with our work life? And when we have children and all of those things that go on, how are we taking care of that balance? And how are we taking care of ourselves? And our topic is really a good topic for us today. And one, you know, we talk about work-life balance over and over and over again, and it's important, but a lot of people aren't achieving it, and there's a reason why. Back in 2012, there was a study done by Society for Human Resource Management, many of you know that as SHRM, and they actually concluded the importance of work-life balance for overall job satisfaction of employees has steadily increased. And by approximately, 46%. And employees rated having the flexibility to balance life and work was very important to their overall job satisfaction. But the question is it really working? And our guest today is Brian Banville. And he's president and co-founder for the Institute for Mastering Success. And he's going to talk to us about that and see if what we're doing really is what we should be doing, or are there some other options. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you so much, Cecile, for having me on this morning.
Well, it's great to have you. And, you know, I'm going to just cut right to the chase and start right off. And I wanted to mention that I noticed a reference actually in your website when I was doing some research. And it was written, there was an article that you have, I guess, and it was written by Christy Hedges, and she's a coach and a noted author. And she's arguing that we need to shift the conversation from work-life balance to energy management. And so my first question to you is, do you agree with that?
I do. What's interesting, the approach that Christy Hedges talks about that's referred to as energy management is actually something that is, I don't even want to say it's a relatively new concept, but it's just a different point of view. It's a different perspective to look at the typical definition of work-life balance. And I think the issue with focusing just on work-life balance is that it compartmentalizes our life and our work apart from each other. Whereas Christy argues more that it really is dependent on where we're putting our energy that we have for the day and focusing on the tasks we have at hand, regardless of if they are in our work life or in our, you know, personal lives as well. So I would definitely agree, and I think at the Institute we work with a lot of individuals that struggle with that quote-unquote work-life balance. They're unhappy in their job. They need some support in finding or reigniting that passion. And this is a conversation that we have with them typically is where is your energy being spent and how can we manage that time?
Yeah, because that seems awfully important. I know, you know, I'm a single person and I have little grandbabies and all those kinds of things, and I want to give them time. And I do have my own human resources consulting firm. And then I have activities that I do, and I'm involved in my church and all those things. And, you know, it's really tough to decide how am I going to balance all of this and what do I start with first? And, you know, how do I know if I'm going in the right direction? And actually sometimes it seems like I lose a lot of energy and therefore I may not be really stressing energy management. And can we go a little bit more into what energy management is?
Yeah, and I think that, Cecile, what you bring up is a great point, is what can sometimes happen when we're trying to balance all of these wonderful things is when we're losing our energy because we have so many things on our plate or kind of that old adage of too many balls in the air, what happens is when we show up to things that we really love to do, we aren't giving our full energy, so we're actually not able to really enjoy it as much as we probably think and hope that we can do. And one really good example is taking vacation. A lot of people take vacation and get stuck in the checking their email constantly and feeling like they can't disconnect because they have that feeling of maybe it's guilt around work, or they like work, and so they want to continue to be it, but they're not able to be present and share the energy that they need to while they're actually physically on vacation. So when we're talking about energy management, we can actually look at it from its actual definition. So energy management can also be seen on it's how we consume and utilize energy. So when most people talk about energy management, it's actually talking about how we as human beings physically use energy, like our energy bills, for example. So how much electricity are we using in our household? How are we consuming it? Those kinds of things. You can take that same definition and apply it to how we are consuming and utilizing the energy that gives us the ability to complete daily tasks. So just like a light bulb, we need sustenance, we need food, we need power of some sort that comes through the consumption of food and water. And so that's the energy that we're consuming. And then how can we then reutilize that energy now that we have it? Going back into science talk, you know, as humans, we hold actually a lot of potential energy that we physically hold in our bodies. And this is scientific fact. This is fact. This isn't theoretical. This is we actually are holding energy in our bodies, waiting for it to be utilized. You can think of it like a person running on the track when they're starting and waiting for the gun to go off at the start line. They're holding a lot of potential energy, and as soon as that gun goes off, it turns into kinetic energy, and we're driving force. We're utilizing the energy. So it's the same kind of concept and idea when we're looking at how can we apply this to our daily lives and where is our energy actually being put. So when we talk about energy management, it's about where are we able to focus that energy, that potential energy that we have, and turn it into that kinetic energy. And what we do a lot, again, with the work that we do with professionals and businesses is how can we help those professionals and businesses really focus and pinpoint on the work tasks or the goals that they have set, and how can they really just focus 100% on those goals to get them achieved. And so by doing that, we talk a lot about, you know, setting goals with intention and having some sort of emotional connection to them and those kinds of things, in addition to using a smart goal-setting approach. But yeah, that's kind of part of the process of what energy management is all about.
Well, you know, and you bring up some good points, because I was, as you were talking and I was listening to you, I'm thinking, I do a lot of utilization of energy, but a lot of it to me is wasted energy. You know, I got to go do this, and I have to do this, and oh my gosh, I'm running late, and oh, I hope I can get there on time, and oh, I forgot this. I mean, you know, we use it on other things, and it makes me wonder how much energy we really keep inside us for like a rainy day when we really need that energy. And are we really obviously, we all utilize energy. There's no doubt about that. But are we doing it in the right way, or are we really wasting it?
Yeah, I would say that, not to scare people who are listening in today, but I think most people waste a lot of energy, figuratively and literally. So even when it comes to wasting energy on an environmental level, I think people waste a lot of energy. It's the same kind of thing when it comes to us personally. We waste a lot of energy focusing on things that don't really matter. And a lot of it comes from strict human nature. So the work that we do focuses on understanding human nature. We're experts in human nature at the Institute. And so part of human nature and the way that we work and the way that our brain processes information, the way that our body utilizes energy, a lot of our energy usage comes from what we're thinking in our brain. Sometimes it comes from the heart as well, but oftentimes our heart and brain aren't always connected. And oftentimes, especially in today's world, the majority of people, I would say about 85% of the populace, probably are 98% focused with their brain and 2% focused with their heart is where the energy is coming from. So we're overthinking a lot of things. We assume that, you know, that we have to do this task because someone told me, or I have to have work-life balance because someone judged me for not having it. They said that I work too much or that I don't take enough vacation time. Or, you know, they say, you know, you have a family and you're always at work. Why aren't you with your family more? There's a lot of things that come from judgment versus really what we want to focus our energy on.
Go ahead. Finish that out if you want. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
It seems that, and I just had said that a lot of energy is wasted, and so much of the time, and it's such a valid point you made, we have all this energy in our brain. We're thinking about what we need to do, what we have time to do, what we don't have time to do. And how am I going to do that? Oh, I better write all this down. We spend all the time, in a sense, thinking we're preparing.
Right, you know? Yeah.
And we're utilizing, but we're not utilizing it well. And I like the idea, and I'm working more to be able to set goals. They're very specific, and sometimes the word goal, people say, oh, I don't have time to set goals. Well, do you have time not to set goals? You know, what are you going to do about moving forward in your life and doing the things that you truly want to do, and what order do you put them in? And I'm a person, I've gotten more into this, Brian, is I'm starting to really write down what are my goals for this week, and then I'll deal with next week at the end of this week. You know, because I don't want to keep saying, oh, I've got to do this and I've got to do this, because then you start having to make choices, and then it ends up being very poor time management. And it's more of not managing with time, but you don't want to manage time anyway. You want to have action management because time is finite. Does that
absolutely
make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we consider ourselves consistent action consulting and coaching on consistent action. So we actually do that management of acting. It's interesting that you bring this up, Cecile, because I was doing a training yesterday, and I had someone who, you know, I was using actually my notepad, how I kind of organize my thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And I had a 2.5-page, 65-point checklist of all the things that I needed to get done for the week. And they said, well, how long did that take you to actually write that list versus actually spending the time on working on the tasks at hand? And so for me, you know, it probably took about 10 to 15 minutes to compile that list together. And I know that my investment of time that I put into that ended up being fruitful in the end, because by taking that 15-minute time, because how I process information, I was able to write down all my thoughts as opposed to keeping them all in my head and maybe forgetting one thing, and then slowly work through the list. And I had a really productive 8-hour work day on Friday after writing that list down. So it's, again,
right,
it's that same kind of concept of energy management. We do the same thing with time. So we invest a certain amount of time into, and we want to make sure that we get a return on our investment, just like any kind of business practice that we're looking at. You want to make sure you're getting a return on investment with your time. And that's where a lot of energy management comes into play, especially if you continue to use that example of vacationing, taking time off from work or taking time off to rejuvenate. You want to make sure that you're investing your energy into that time so that the investment pays off later, so that when you return to work, that you do feel relaxed, you do feel rejuvenated, you feel ready to start taking action again. And so that's what a lot of the support that we do around consistent action is. It's not all about the preparation, but it's about how can I consistently act to get the results that I want on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And when we put down those goals, you know, so much time we're writing down what we want the goals to be, but we often forget to say, well, what do we want the outcome of those, that goal to be?
Absolutely.
You know, and looking at not only what do I want the outcome to be, what do I want to feel when I finish?
Absolutely.
And
definitely,
so,
and that's where the intention comes in, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I don't want just to set a goal and then say, okay, I finished the goal. I want to also know, as a result of finishing this goal, how do I feel? What did I get out of this? And I know Christy talks about fulfillment and satisfaction and enthusiasm and inspiration. And I really can relate to fulfillment and inspiration, because when I achieve my goal that's in, I've written out, I know exactly what steps I want to take, and I know exactly what I want the outcome to be, then I want to then say, okay, the satisfaction or the inspiration I got from this is whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And I think that's so missing, that we miss that part. We're so busy setting our goals. We don't prepare ourselves in a way, many don't, in achieving the goals and then looking at how you feel.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite quotes that Christy has related to kind of work-life balance versus kind of getting that fulfillment and satisfaction, you may have, the quote is, you can have a perfect work-life balance and a dead-end job that leaves you exhausted at the end of the day. So again, going back to kind of that energy management and looking at fulfillment and satisfaction, you may have that ability to have that 9-to-5 job, go home and spend time with your family on the weekends, you get to do those things, but because your energy is not being managed well, you may have that perfect quote-unquote work-life balance. Your life is balanced with your work, you get to do fun things, all that kind of things, but you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know, that every day at 5, you come home and you cannot wait until the clock turns to 5 o'clock. It reminds me of, you know, being in school and, you know, just watching the clock tick down to summer vacation or something like that, you know, just waiting for the clock to time down. That's what happens a lot when people just focus on work-life balance, because, again, they compartmentalize those two things versus what you were talking about, Cecile, which is really about where can I find fulfillment and satisfaction in the activities that I'm doing, and that's where energy management comes into play.
That's what's so important. I know it's important to me because I don't want to end up at the end of the day being exhausted and then looking kind of back through the day saying, well, what got me so exhausted? You know, I didn't do that much. Well, I did have to stop the cleaners. I did have, you know, to do all those different things. And I want there to be some, what just came into my head is I want there to be some value to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I can end up saying, you know, at the end of the day, before I shut my eyes and go to sleep, is, you know, here's what value I got out of things that I did today. And to me, that takes it to a whole new level.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we look at, you know, we're talking about this of how to be balanced. Are we actually saying to change what we believe and how we handle our work and life balance to making it something with more depth? You know, when we look at this energy management, because it seems like it's three things. It's work and life balance. It's energy management. And do we bring all of that together as, I don't want to say as one, but together, period, so that we can still accomplish what we need? Did my question make sense?
Absolutely, actually. And I think that what's so great and kind of the point that you bring me to, Cecile, is that I agree that that third thing that we're talking about is how can I bring in certain things that I value or are important to me into this process. So I'm sure some of our listeners are listening right now and say, you know, this all sounds wonderful and perfect, but but how do I do this, Brian and Cecile? How do I get that? How do I focus my energy? How do I get those kinds of things? And so there are four key factors that come to that are important to every human being. So when it comes to where do we put our energy on a daily basis, and these are general categories, just so people know. So there could be other things that you may clump, but these are general categories that really kind of highlight the four things that we focus on each and every day, or we should be focusing on each and every day, and how we're putting energy towards them. So those four key factors are, number one is our health, making sure that we are healthy and functioning properly so that we can put the proper amount of energy out when we need to do certain other things, so making sure that our health is good. Our wealth is another one, and this is related to work. So for most people, they work, but our wealth, making sure that we're financially secure in some sort of way, or that we're working to get to be financially secure by being in a job, and those kinds of things. And how is our wealth kind of overall being impacted each day? The third is our relationships. So how are we dealing, and what kind of energy are we putting into our relationships? And again, as I mentioned, these are general categories. So relationship could be anywhere from, you know, personal relationship with a spouse, with your family, with your friends, or relationships with your coworkers, your clients, your vendors, your partners, those kinds of things on a business end as well. And then the fourth key factor, and I know a lot of people think that this is unattainable, or that it's really hard to be this on a regular basis, but where are we putting energy when it comes to our overall happiness? And this is not to get woo-hoo or funky-nunky, but one of the four key factors that we focus on each and every day is, are we happy? Are we fulfilled? Are we satisfied? So happiness looks at things a little bit, you know, looking at this as a general category, but saying this works into where are we feeling fulfilled at the end of the day? Are we feeling satisfied at the end of the day? So with these four key factor areas, the way to best manage your energy, I have four very simple, easy steps for our listeners to try and implement this week. So I challenge all of our listeners to implement this week. And if it works this week, try it again next week, and then try it again next week. So what I want you to do is I want you to make a list of 3 to 5 things that are important to you in the areas of health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. So for each and every area, make a list of at least 3 to 5 things that are important to your overall health, to your overall wealth or your work, to your overall relationships, to your overall happiness. And I want you to write those down. Second, identify how each item listed connects to your overall fulfillment and satisfaction in the day. So making sure that to say, you know, this thing that I do related to my health is important. The example I use is that I actually have a kidney disorder, and so I need to drink lots and lots of water or I feel really, really awful at the end of the day. And so one of the things that is typically on my to-do list every single day is to drink lots of water. Now, that may kind of seem like a normal everyday thing. I've consistently done it for years now, so it's become a part of my everyday routine, if you will. But if I don't get enough, on the days that I don't get enough water, I feel it and I'm unable to be focused and productive, especially when it comes to work, when it comes to my relationships, and then ultimately my health is being impacted as well. So that's just an example of how to identify how this connects to my overall fulfillment and satisfaction of the day. And then what I encourage you to do is to look at each of these items. So look at each of the categories that I talked about, health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. And of the 3 to 5 things that you wrote down, choose one item from each area, and each morning for at least 1 week, write down a goal, task, or activity that you will complete that day that supports you in these four areas. And try your hardest to complete it. So when you're looking at your priorities for the day and where you can put your energy, where can you put your energy related to your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your happiness? And where can you put that energy and drive that energy forward to achieving that for the day? And like I said, it can be as simple as saying something like, you know, I need to make sure that I'm drinking water consistently to make sure that I'm feeling healthy so that I can be productive, so I can be focused. Making sure that I eat 3 to 5 meals a day, depending on what you prefer to do. But making sure you eat, that's one of the things mm-hmm. that I struggle with the most, is I get really excited about work and I forget to eat. But
I do too. I forget to eat. So, you know, and I think, well, have I eaten today? And I go, I don't remember.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's not healthy. And that's not healthy.
Right. Right. And so
I
it can be very simple things that are kind of a part of our everyday life already that can be important in these four different areas that we want to make sure that we're accomplishing each and every day. And by doing that, we're driving the energy that we have, that potential energy that we have, and changing it into kinetic energy that matters. And that's the big thing there, energy that matters. So by doing mm-hmm. these things, you're going to feel accomplished, you're going to feel more balanced, you're going to feel more fulfilled and satisfied at the end of your day. If you start to implement at least and try and achieve one goal or task or activity related to something that's important in each of these four categories a day, and it can be done honestly in about 10 to 15 minutes or less. You know, if you're worried about time, the things that you're looking at, you can probably set aside between 10 and 15 minutes in your entire day to accomplish mm-hmm. all four activities, goals, or tasks, depending mm-hmm. on how easy they are versus how difficult they are.
Right. And see, I'm a morning person, so I wake up early, and I don't lay around in bed. I get up and start my day, and I do a lot of work from home. And that's the time for me when I would sit down and make these notes, because the day has started and it's almost noon, you know, then it's tougher for me to really isolate and concentrate on what I want to really accomplish. And I want to be able to start it. And at nighttime, it's tough for me to do that because I'm tired. But if I know the next day I'm going to have a really busy day, then I'll make those notes at night and look at it first thing in the morning and then go from there. And you were mentioning happiness, and we're almost out of time, but you mentioned happiness and all that. And one of the things I have been shooting for, I was in a very bad accident 3.5 years ago, and 3/4 of my body was damaged, including every disc in my back, and it's amazing I can walk, but I can. But it gave me a whole new view about life and me. And I find myself seeking peace and joy, not necessarily in that order. But I want to have, by the end of the day, I think, have I been joyous today at some point, and do I feel peace before I go to sleep? And that's really important to me. And what you're talking about is now becoming important to me because it shows me a way that I can accomplish what I want to accomplish. And I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And I really, Brian, really appreciate your being on the show. Can you say one last thing that takes about 10 seconds that you
sure,
want to leave
try.
Us with?
I will try. I talk really fast, so I'll try. I thank you again, Cecile, for having me on the show today. And at the Institute, as I mentioned, we support people in taking consistent action, especially when it comes to things like work-life balance, with making sure that overall job satisfaction, employee engagement, those kinds of things that we work with our clients on. And what I encourage everyone to do is to start to look at areas in your life where maybe you haven't been consistent before and start to find new strategies for yourself. There's a lot of resources and information out there. Our company is one. There are plenty of other options. Christy Hedges' book is also phenomenal, great resource to use. So find resources and start to put in a plan. Just like I shared with you, these four simple steps that you can do each morning or at the end of your day is really, really nice. And if you start to do that consistently, you'll start to see change. And when I mean consistent, you got to start to do it for more than 90 days in a row, which I know that sounds probably really crazy to people. But
and would you, before I lose anyway. You, would you give us your website?
Sure. You can reach us at www.instituteformasteringsuccess.com.
And your phone number.
Yeah, and my phone number is 619-308-6898, extension 102.
Thank you so much, Brian. And you and I will talk about this further, and we may bring you back on another day to talk about it further. And sure. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for calling in. And we will go back to being next month in October. We will be the first Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you all, and have a wonderfully blessed week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.